What a busy morning it is. I want to encourage you, if you are tuned in, especially to hear the Center for Young Musicians, right now, Alexa or Ava or Josephine, feel free to text a hello or a shout out at 412-200-5975. We'll relay it to the girls after their first selection, or maybe after their second. 412-200-5975. Alexa is 8, Ava is 11, and Josephine is 12. They all play with the Center for Young Musicians. We'll get a chance to meet each of them after their first song. They have trio selections today, and here they are. And there you have the first selection of three from the violinists. And we're going to meet each of them now, so you have a chance to get to know them and understand the work they've been putting in playing. And we have the youngest of our three first. Hello, what's your name?
My name is Alexa.
And can you tell me how old you are and where you go to school?
I'm 8 years old, and I go to Mary Queen of Apostles.
And where is that located?
New Kensington.
It's nice to have you here. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
To my dad, who is in Western Regions.
And what's Western Regions that he's in?
He's for his orchestra. He had a student make Western Regions.
That's exciting. So he's a music teacher. So you must have been introduced to music at a really early age, I bet. When did you start to play violin?
I started to play violin at 4 years old.
And do you like particular types of music, other types of music too?
No.
No? It's nice to talk with you. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
No.
No, too early to do that. What do you like to do for fun besides playing violin?
I like to go swimming, do gymnastics, and read.
Have you read anything lately that you would recommend to somebody else who's maybe around the same age as you?
Julie of the Wolves.
What's that about?
It's about an Eskimo girl who gets lost, and she starts living with these wolves.
Neat. It's called Jolie of the Wolves. That sounds like a good book. Thanks. It's nice to talk to you, Alexa. And now we'll meet who's there on your left, and I'll let you introduce yourself and let us know where you go to school, how old you are.
My name is Josephine, and I go to Pittsburgh Kappa for Literary Arts, and I'm 12.
And is this your first year at Kappa?
Yes.
How has that transition been? That's a big change, I would imagine.
It's been good.
Good. You mentioned literary arts. Will that lead to writing, or is it more interpretation of literature?
No, it's creative writing.
Creative writing. And are there forms that you particularly like?
I like fiction writing and poetry.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. How long have you played violin? When did you start?
I started when I was four, but I think I've been playing for like 7.5 years.
It's a long time. Any shout-outs you'd like to pass along?
To my mom and my grandma and my siblings who are out there, and to my dad and my cats.
Great. What are your cats' names?
Bela, Leonard, and Francois.
Three. I always like to be sure we acknowledge cats. Yeah. By the way, did you have any pets, Alexa? Did we miss any pets? Okay. Let's say hello to the... Oh, do you know what you'd like to be when you get older? Probably a writer, I'm guessing, or...
I don't know.
No? Okay. Let's meet the last of our trio. Hello. I'll let you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Ava. I'm 11 years old, and I go to school at Bradford Woods Elementary.
And any shout-outs you'd like to pass along?
To my dad and my sister Kate and my friends Tori and Kate.
Great. And what do you like to do in addition to playing the violin?
I like to read, and I do school orchestra, so I like to practice my pieces for that.
Do you spend a lot of time practicing?
Sometime, and then I spend a lot of other time on my regular violin.
Have you thought about what you want to be when you get older?
Not really. I like animals, so I might be like a marine biologist or a vet.
Yeah, you guys are kind of young to have definite career plans yet, but I'm always curious. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, we'll have you pass the microphone back. And before you play your next selection, I have a few... I have one message to pass along. Does anybody know a Kim, Joe, Melva, Randy, and Kuma? You do. And that's Alexa. And they want you to know that they're listening and are enjoying your playing. You also have a message from Tata. Alexa's getting a lot of messages here. Sorry, I can't be there, but I'm listening in by phone this morning. Oh, Alexa, you've got a big fan club. Baka? Let's get that microphone back to you, Alexa, so you can say hello back. Because you also have a message from Graham and Papa. We're proud of you and listening to you play the violin on the radio. And a message for Ava. We love you, Ava. So proud of you. Go Center for Young Musicians crew. You are a very talented group. Dad and Kate writing. Okay, and I know, I'm sure, Josephine, you've got fans out there too. Maybe somebody will text 412-200-5975. And there are two more numbers to go. We'll talk with Leah, their instructor, after this next number, perhaps. We'll talk with their instructor, I should say. Here is their next selection. Now we have our trio from the Center for Young Musicians. They're ready to go. That was Tarantella, and pretty easy to recognize, I think. I said Leah because I'm so used to seeing Leah here. I think it's Rochelle who is here with us. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Tell us a little bit about Center for Young Musicians and this group with you.
Absolutely. So Center for Young Musicians, we are a 21-year-old music school. We were based out of Wexford, but we actually now have locations in Wexford, Sewickley, Shadyside, and Fox Chapel. So we're excited to be reaching so many of the Pittsburgh neighborhoods. And Alexa and Josephine and Ava here, this is actually their first year playing chamber music together. together. So they've only been doing this for just a couple months, though of course you all heard how they've all been playing since a very young age. So we're just really, really excited for them to be performing together and the work that they're doing.
And they're getting lots of messages too. Alexa, love listening to you play violin. Love Mama. And then Ava and everybody, you guys sound awesome. Aunt Cindy, Uncle Sean, Denali, Sedona, and McKinley listening. How can people interested in learning more find out about your programs?
Absolutely. Our website is a great way to learn more about us and get in touch. Our website is www.youngmusicians.org.
Excellent. And you've got one more song to share that I think a lot of people will recognize.
I think so, yes.
Ode to Joy. Thank you all very much for being with us today.